This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Zimbabweans head to the polls in the first election since the ouster of longtime ruler Robert Mugabe. The presidency is being contested by incumbent Emmerson Mnangagwa, the ruling ZANU-PF, and opposition leader Nelson Chamisa of the Movement for Democratic Change, who call this a crucial ballot.
It's not about the past, it's about the future. It's not about Mr. Mugabe, it's not on the ballot. It's about this candidate appealing to all the citizens to have a vote. If anything, my biggest task is to make sure that I unite this nation going forward.
Chamisa has accused the country's Electoral Commission of bias. Mr. Mnangagwa has pledged to revitalize the economy, attract foreign investment, and mend racial and tribal divisions. While some voters want change and fresh faces, Jacob said the incumbent is the right choice.
This guy is a good guy, and he's a man of peace. He's always talking about peace. Peace, peace, peace.
Polls show a close race with a September 8 runoff possible. As for Mr. Mugabe, he's throwing his support behind the opposition.
I can't vote for those in power who are the people brought me into this state. I can't vote for them.
There have been reports of intimidation and coercion leading up to the ballot. Foreign media and international observers from the European Union, U.S., and Commonwealth are monitoring the ballot. In Mali, vote counting is underway in a delayed national election in a country beset by jihadist violence for the past 5 years when the last election was held. Two dozen candidates are competing with incumbent President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita seeking a second term. Mr. Keita's campaign manager, Bokari Traita, said there have been some incidents of violence, but he described them as isolated. Opposition candidate Sumaila Sisa said some electoral material was stolen, some polling stations were closed. This is VOA News.